You're listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bugel. Monday's Sommet de l'Est, or Summit of the East, was disrupted by protesters calling for greater tenant protections in Quebec. The event was put on by the Chamber of Commerce of the East of Montreal and invited business leaders and politicians at different levels of government to speak about business development and innovation in Montreal's East End. Quebec Housing Minister Franck-Hélène Duranceau was giving an address when protesters from the Front de lutte pour un immobilier populaire took to the stage. They held a banner condemning the proposed Bill 31, which would end lease transfers in the province and facilitate a shift of provincial money from social to affordable housing projects.
On voudrait vous parler des 100 000 logements abordables disparus qui ont disparu depuis 2018, des 50 000 foyers à la rue chaque année au Québec, du 75% d'augmentation des loyers depuis 2002.
In the audience, protesters shared statistics illustrating Quebec's worsening housing crisis and denounced the government's inaction.
Alors vous allez vous adresser où, Madame Duranceau? Combien d'évictions? Combien de logements perdus? Combien de familles à la rue?
How many evictions? How many homes lost? How many families in the streets? How many encampments? How many suicides will it take you to face the problem? Protesters asked Duranceau. They also criticized the minister for meeting with 10 landlord associations and no tenants groups. Members of the RECLAC were also demonstrating outside of the Olympic Stadium, where the summit took place. They've critiqued both the contents and the process of Bill 31, which has seen roughly two-thirds of the proposed legislation get a rewrite in recent weeks. The demonstrators cleared out by the afternoon. Police report no arrests were made. I'm Jules Bugel. Thanks for listening.